Super Talk 94.1 FM at AM 930 WRVC present HD Radio, live from Christopher's Eats, powered by the Herald Dispatch, Huntington's hometown newspaper. This is your chance to talk to Chuck Landon, columnist for the Herald Dispatch, and Mike Hamrick, director of athletics at Marshall University. To join the program, call 304-399-8255 or 877-420-8255. Now, here's your host, Mike Kirtner.
Hey, thanks, guys. Christopher Zietz. We always have Mike and Chuck. Chuck Landon with the Herald Dispatch. Mike, of course, athletic director at Marshall. If you're just joining us for the very first time, this is, we've said this every week, but we'll say it again. Unusual radio show. It's one of these deals where...
Very.
Well, we have unusual folks. But you get the opportunity to talk directly to the athletic director at Marshall University. Any kind of question about virtually anything can be answered as long as we don't violate any rules. And Chuck Landon, who always will take a counter view to some things here, it's always entertaining. So if you're going to have some fun and enjoy sports for the next hour or so, let's all sit together and talk some sports. Guys, I think one thing I want to share with you just to kind of get us going here, I found an interesting bit of news. I saw Tulane's Lorenzo Doss got the Jim Thorpe DB of the week. But I think the most important thing is the Jim Thorpe family wants his body back to move back to Oklahoma. And, Chuck, I don't know if you were following this or not, but this is, if you've ever been to Mock Chuck, Pennsylvania, you've visited Jim Thorpe. Jim Thorpe.
Now, am I at the right show?
I just thought we would start off with something here.
I thought that was the Marshall call-in show.
I just thought we're saluting Conference USA's DB of the week.
Isn't that his hometown?
Yes.
In Pennsylvania?
Just real quick, and we'll get off. I was trying to throw you a curve here.
Oh, right? Okay.
So I didn't want to talk about anything that you didn't want to chat about.
I like Jim Thorpe.
The whole story.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. No one else.
I understand. Well, somebody in their car is smiling at this. But this town of Mauk Chunk, Pennsylvania, literally bought the body from his wife. And with a deal, they would rename the town Jim Thorpe. So don't tell me we don't do educational radio.
Wow.
You didn't have to watch the Smithsonian Channel to get this information.
You know they're going
to
do that one day for Woody at Elkview. You know, the Pinch or Big Chimney. Young's Bottom, right? Elkview's mother was from Elkview,
Young's Bottom, West Virginia.
You ever heard of Young's Bottom, West Virginia?
I have not heard of Young's Bottom.
Chuck knows where that's at.
I'm not even going to touch that.
And it's been a long time since we've even seen them. So anyway.
Up Elk River.
up Elk River.
You know, they say out Wayne.
Yep.
We used to say up Elk.
Oh, yeah, up Elk.
There you go.
You
well, guys, let's talk some sports here. Mike, it's been a lot of good things that happened since we last got together. The Herd won a walk-off game, for better lack of a better way to put it. Big Mo, you were tweeting all excited. You had your finger just flying across that keyboard. how everybody was.
Look at his fingers. Does it look like those fingers?
And we need to plug that you be followed via tweet. It's Mike Hamrick at. On Twitter, so look
hold on.
Up.
Let me see what it is.
Okay,
I think it's Herd AD.
You've got a bunch, Herd AD, and you've got a ton of followers. So we can talk about that a little bit too,
in more ways than one.
Yeah, I understand.
If they only knew who was writing those tweets.
Yeah,
it's me, Chuck.
Oh yeah,
Mike.
At the Herd AD, and as we were speaking, I just added another follower.
See, there you go. So one of our radio listeners joined in. But you did. You tweeted the excitement, the adrenaline. You've been in games like that on both sides of that equation. And really, the win there, East Carolina upset a couple weeks ago at Tulane. Let's face it, with a walk-off win with a field goal, Marshall's in a pretty envious position right now. And I guess the first question for you is, how important is this momentum going into this part of the season? We're at a critical time.
Well, this is a linchpin game coming up. You know, with Middle Tennessee State, it's the linchpin game.
No, it's not. That's already been gone.
It's the most important game of the year coming up. You know why?
It's the next one.
Here we go.
Yeah, but it's on page 2 of the coaching quote handbook.
How important, Mike, all joking aside, that's an important win for you on the road.
Any win on the road is important. Look in what happened this last weekend in college athletics, football. Look at all the top 20 teams that got beat. A lot of those were on the road. Georgia lost where? At Missouri?
Mm-hmm.
Texas A&M lost they were on the road. Auburn won on the road, beat Texas A&M. And, you know, there's so many good teams lost this weekend.
UCF won on the road over
Louisville. UCF won on the road.
Nobody was happier than the BCS selection committee.
Well, they were. That took a lot of pressure off.
That
took a lot of pressure off a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because that basically moves Louisville out of the equation. But to go win on the road, I don't care if you win by one, or 100th in your conference, and to stay undefeated and to stay in first place is a huge win.
So, but
and the kids found a way to win.
Momentum.
Well,
Is that just a fan's point of view, or is it real?
Oh, I think it's a combination of both. I mean, I think kids understand momentum. I think they're, you know, the more you win, the more you believe you can win. And they always say in Chuck's quote, coach's handbook quote, success breeds success.
And
the more success you have, the more you expect to have. And if you expect to have it, then you're going to have it. And I think these kids right now expect to have success.
But it's harder to keep momentum going a little bit after you have an open week right after that.
I thought that was a downer too, Chuck. I agree with you. I think it's sometimes you just want to come back. You're ready. Let's do this again.
Yeah. And, you know, our schedule's been kind of unique with these Thursday night games. But, again, we're going to play Thursday night. There's two college football games on Thursday night, Kentucky and Mississippi State and Marshall and Middle Tennessee State. And we're on Fox Sports 1. 80-plus million homes. It's a chance for recruits to watch you play. And to play on a Thursday night on the road, I like.
Now, are you allowed to notify recruits that you're going to be on TV?
Well, sure.
I didn't know that.
You can contact recruits once a week. You can have contact with them once a week. And, sure, those kids follow. They follow me on my Twitter.
There you go.
that's why athletic departments have. And kids follow other kids. And they know. I mean, these kids are so in-tuned. Through the internet and through Twitter and through everything, they know everything that's going on. They even know when our local award-winning columnist writes a stupid column. They know that because all this stuff's out there in this new age, which he is yet to get on board with, which I'm totally on board with now, this new age of electronic media.
What would that be what I'm not on board with?
Well, I mean, you're still big on me going out and getting my newspaper every morning, which, by the way, I enjoy thoroughly.
Well, I mean, I just know that that's what you do.
Me and you know, 2,800 people.
I have my own Twitter, and I actually write my own tweets, unlike the ghost tweeter
over here. We don't know if that's true.
We don't know that.
Oh, we know that.
But, you know, the world is changing. And in fact, I've told Chuck, I read the paper every morning on my iPad. So, but we were talking about momentum. Let's go back.
You mean you don't pay for it?
No.
I have to pay for it.
I pay an extra dollar a month.
He gets it on his iPad. Yeah. It's part of your subscription.
It's part of my subscription.
Oh.
He gets the hard paper, but he also gets you get an e-paper.
I can't bring my iPad in my reading room.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
That's hard for me, Chuck.
Sure you can. Trust me, yeah, you can.
But let's talk football here for a minute. Chuck, you were talking, but you were at the game, too. I mean, what was the reaction of the team as far as after that game was over with? And for that matter, follow up on Monday when you saw them again.
Oh, I mean, you know, it was tremendous because they had done the one thing that they really hadn't done, and that's come from behind and win on their last possession in the closing seconds of a game.
Last really two possessions.
With no timeouts.
Well, had to score twice.
But had to score twice.
To stop them in between.
but in one of those, like Mike said, virtually a walk-off win, they had never taken – you know, been behind and in the last position, drove down and got that game-winning touchdown. I mean, they were in position two. Virginia Tech came, you know, to at least tie it up and send it another overtime and came up to end it. They had never done that. And it's so important to be able to do that one time and the feeling of satisfaction. I mean, you could just see it in them, you know, that they felt like they'd gotten over a big hurdle by finally, you know, getting that something like that accomplished.
And I'm going to go on record as saying that I think you're going to see Florida Atlantic finish up strong this season. Now, I think they have to play Auburn this weekend.
They do.
Go to Auburn, and that's not going to be no fun game. But I think you watch them. They were getting better and better every week. Just like I said 2 or 3 weeks ago, I think North Texas is going to be a factor.
They are.
In the West Division. And I said that 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they handedly beat Middle Tennessee State. And then the other.
Of course, what did I say about Tulane and East Carolina?
I'm not sure what you said.
shall I remind you? The quote from the athletic director was, East Carolina will smoke them.
Are you sure? I don't remember that, do you?
Am I sure, fellas?
But then North Texas. Then North Texas goes to Louisiana Tech this past week and handles an okay Louisiana Tech team, you know, pretty good. So, you know, a lot of those teams in the West still have to. Tulane's got to play Rice. Tulsa got to play a couple of them, and
the,
you know.
The two big games in the West is Rice has to go to North Texas.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And Tulane has to go to Rice. Those are the two big games.
And somebody has to go to Tulsa, too. Don't count out Tulsa.
I've counted out Tulsa.
Well, don't. I'm talking from a standpoint, Chuck, of maybe beating one of those teams.
Oh, I mean, they could be a spoiler, but that's the best they can
what,
do.
You believe in that team.
What's that?
Tulsa.
Well, I mean, Tulsa's got a great tradition. You know, they got still some good players. They're not as good as they were last year by no means. They've played a very difficult schedule. I still think they have some leftover good enough athletes. When their quarterback plays well, they win. When he doesn't,
is there a time a team just starts mailing it in?
Oh, I think so. I don't think
have
there's
they
any,
gotten there
I don't
yet,
think
Chuck?
There's
are
any
they
question.
Close? They're getting close.
So I don't think Tulsa has, but
I think they're getting close.
I think
another loss or two,
couple
and they
losses
will.
You do, and yeah, I think there's some teams that just. I mean, I watched Southern Miss play East Carolina a little bit on Saturday, and I just could not.
You couldn't watch.
I couldn't believe. I was at East Carolina 8 years, and we had very, very good football teams, excellent football teams. Won 9-10 games, won bowl games, beat Miami, beat Virginia Tech, beat West Virginia, beat NC State, beat them all, and we hardly ever beat Southern Miss. And to watch that program go from where it was to where it's at now is just, I can't explain it.
I can explain it in two words.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Jeff Bauer.
Well, he's referring to their former coach, Jeff Bauer.
How many titles did they win under him?
Won several.
So, I mean, they weren't
but
satisfied. They weren't satisfied with him in winning 9 games because he wasn't playing the trendy score a gazillion points, and instead he was playing. He was running the football and playing defense, playing great defense, and winning 9 games a game. 9 games a season, and they weren't content with that. They wanted the 50 points a game. Well, I hope they're happy now.
Well, I'm sure there was some local sports columnist saying, we've won 9 two or three years in a row, and 9's not enough.
Well, now
we need to win 10. Now we need 11. Now we need 12.
No,
see how he
– you know what it was?
See how he double-backs on things?
No, it was some athletic director bowing to alumni pressure. There's no sports writer that could have fired him.
Well, we get to you can get into it, and they did score 14 points last week. Unfortunately for them, East Carolina scored 55.
Well, and those 14 points were scored late in the game when East Carolina was.
Yeah.
I just that one of everything in the league, that one just really amazes me that they have dropped.
It's going to take a while to build it back. We've talked about this before. It takes years to build them back up. You're watching that right now with Marshall build back. It only takes a year or so to destroy it.
Yeah,
it doesn't take long.
No, it doesn't take long.
So,
they didn't even have to deal. They didn't have any NCAA issues. I mean, they just
that even makes it more
coach
amazing.
Transition, and
they just made a terrible
decision.
They ran off a very good coach, and then the coaching hire before this, they made a bad coaching hire.
Well, but the one before that,
Fedora, Larry Fedora.
Fedora, obviously, these are his players, Chuck. They're playing with, so he's
a lot of. But they've had incredible.
As we're talking about Southern Miss here, and if you're listening right now, feel free to give us a call, 399-8255. Make sure it's hands-free if you're in your car, 399-8255, area code 304. So feel free to give us a shout. Mike, the East Carolina game, when they did get beat by Tulane, of course, last week came back big against Southern Miss. Was that Tulane game, Chuck, that just a bump in the road?
For East Carolina?
Yes.
Well, that's a pretty big bump in the road.
It was a big bump in the road.
Yeah, I mean, that's a...
Well, I don't think they expected to lose that one.
No, but that's that's very big now.
It's costly
because now they've got to sit back and hope Marshall loses a game.
Well, not necessarily. If East Carolina can still, when we play East Carolina, if we're undefeated, let's assume that in the conference, they have one loss, they beat us here, they win the East because they win the head to head. Now, what that loss did for Marshall is that gives us.
Room
to lose if we lose a game,
right.
And then if we beat them, we both have one loss. The winner is, assuming.
That's my next question. If the possibility we get into a tiebreaker situation, how does that work?
Well, it's head to head. It's who has the best record, obviously. And then if you're tied, it goes head to head. But in the East, the only other, you know, Middle Tennessee has two losses. So, you know, they're really not a factor. FAU, four losses. Southern Miss, two. UAB and FIU have only played, like us, two conference games. They're 1-1. But, you know, a lot of people would say
one more game. It's been a two-team race from the beginning.
Yeah.
Chuck, division.
The final tiebreaker, if you recall what that was, we kind of played with this yesterday.
It was the BCS standings.
The BCS standings, which right now there's – two teams ahead of Marshall?
Three teams right now.
Which is surprising. And by the way,
East Carolina's one of them.
Yeah, they are.
But that won't make any difference.
Right.
Because if we beat East Carolina head-to-head, you don't get to that tiebreaker.
Right.
What that will make difference in, Chuck, is whether you play the championship in the East or the West.
That's what we were talking about.
Right, in the East or the
West.
That's
where it really comes into play.
And who are the teams? I know Tulane's one of them.
Tulane and Rice.
Because
Rice has got to win over Kansas.
Yeah, and they still have to play each other, right? Didn't you say that Tulane still has to play Rice? Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And the other thing is, for the record, Marshall's ranked 66th. Our friends up north are ranked 67th. So just
we don't have any.
We don't have a good race day. So that other school up north, nothing there. So there's no friends about.
I found that interesting too.
Of course, found that out this morning.
Did you really?
When I read my newspaper.
About how friendly they were.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, Chuck, you had a pretty good little run.
Well, let him call. I've been waiting all day for him to talk about it.
Let's go ahead. We start.
I called you yesterday, but you don't return your calls
anymore.
Did
you leave a message?
No, I never have. But you saw. Did you see a missed call?
Not really. I don't look at missed calls anymore.
There
if you don't leave a message, you don't deserve to get a call back.
There you go.
All you got to do is say, hey, this is Landon, as in Chuck Landon.
Well,
call me back.
My name comes up, so.
But I'm just waiting for him to expand on his column.
Well, let's plug here a little bit. You, the great column this morning. If you've not read the Herald Dispatch, I think you made it. You kind of made a slam on the Three Stooges when you referred to some of the folks who worked.
I didn't mean to demean the Three Stooges.
But share. I mean, Bob Huggins was out of line. Let's just say what it is. It was silly.
Holgerson was out of line in August, and then Huggins was out of line last Friday.
Share with the,
you know, it was the blue gold scrimmage they were having. Like Marshall had the green white scrimmage last week. They were having the blue gold scrimmage in the Coliseum Friday night, and it shows there on WOWK's has video of it posted on their website that they have a podium set up there, and the lights are out. He's a podium for Huggins to speak at, and he decides to use that time to slam Huntington.
No, he wouldn't do that, Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
I try to see that to believe it. I didn't believe your column this morning. I thought you made that up.
Dial up the video. To slam a Huntington and to slam, and he really didn't say Marshall much. It's more Huntington. That's been the interesting thing about Holgerson in August and Huggins now is they're not talking about Marshall. They're picking out Huntington for some reason. You know,
it doesn't make any sense.
Pick on, and especially he's talking about how hard it is to get around in Huntington. I'm like, are you kidding me? It might be one of the easiest cities in the world to drive.
First Street, Second Street, Third Street. And First Avenue, Second Avenue, Third
if
Avenue.
Anybody's ever driven in Morgantown?
And then try to drive in Morgantown. Really?
There's no way he said it was hard to get around in Huntington.
Yes, he did.
No, I don't believe anything you're saying, Chuck.
Okay.
Wonder what condition he was in when he was.
He was worried about ending up in another state. Not that you could do that in Morgantown.
Oh yeah, like you accidentally driving to Pennsylvania and Morgantown. Yeah. Are you kidding?
He got it off his chest now.
Oh, I got it off my chest yesterday. Believe me. And you know, but it's just, and it's obvious that they're taking their cue from Mike's bosom buddy named Oliver. You know, it's obvious they're taking their cue from him because Huggins even said in his, well, it's like Oliver says, there's 1.8 million and 1.6 and 200,000, and he's the same spiel that Holgerson used in August. I'm like, okay, we see where they're taking their cue from.
Talking about the same spiel in August. What was that?
That was Holgerson's in August.
Is that the kids can't eat because of the Marshalls?
Well,
in
that
East
was
Carolina's
that was
of the
part
world?
Of it, but yeah. but that's when we took shots at East Carolina too.
Mm-hmm. And said, he must not like me because I've been the AD at both schools. Maybe that's a side shot at me.
I think it's part
Dana's
of it.
Throwing at me.
I think it's part of it.
I think Dana's got it out for me.
Of course, Ruffin,
never met him. But.
Ruffin McNeil fired back at him, which was fun.
Some of the writers are turning, and justifiably so. It was time.
I mean, it's just,
we're talking about our Charleston friends.
It's just, I mean, it's just silly. You know,
it's silly.
That stuff was just silly. It's silly.
You know what? It's great. It sells tickets.
It sells tickets, get people talking. But, you know,
that's something to talk about tonight.
Well, that and the funny part about the last little episode, it didn't just hack off sports fans. It hacked off people who lived in Huntington that really don't like sports that well. I mean, I heard that comment.
Well,
like, are you
that's
kidding?
Because he's not taking shots at Marshall.
Right.
To say he's taking shots at Huntington, you know, as a city.
Mike, coming back to this just a minute, you were talking about East Carolina, and you've been trying to keep them on your schedule. Is that true?
Yes.
Anything you want to talk about with that?
Not at this point, no.
But it's the...
I'll tweet it out at the appropriate time.
Chuck will learn at the same time the rest
of
us.
Yeah,
I hope you're listening, Aaron.
But that is an ongoing...
Yeah, we're talking to East Carolina about it.
Is there a possibility there won't be a lapse in this? It'll continue?
No.
A little while?
No, you know, all the conference realignment, Mike, it just screwed everybody's schedules up, and everybody's scrambling to try to move here and get this here and do this here, and it's a domino effect, and you know, because those conference realignments aren't really happening. A lot of them happen this year, but then a lot of them change next year because, you know, we lose Tulane, East Carolina, and Tulsa, and other schools are, and then we're bringing in Western Kentucky and Old Dominion and then Charlotte down the road, so... It's a very fluid moving target.
I like the new conference realignment, don't you?
Yeah.
I think you've got like-minded schools.
Sure. We've got a lot
of sides.
We got a lot of fans that are going to drive down Thursday night to Murfreesboro. And if that game was on a weekend, I would think we'd have another double that would go down and spend the weekend in Nashville and go to the game.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you would. You'd have twice.
I think
at least twice as many, maybe more than
I think you're right.
And you're going to get, I mean, plus Marshall's going back in basketball on a weekend. I think you're going to see that. A lot of people travel with that as well.
Well, actually, Middle Tennessee's here in basketball.
No, I'm talking Marshall playing Vanderbilt.
But they do play Vanderbilt down there. But,
Middle
comes here, but Marshall doesn't go
to Vanderbilt. And that's not – I've driven there before. That's a – 5-hour drive.
That's a great drive.
Yeah.
Simple drive.
Yeah.
So, but we talked about North Texas played well, and they beat Middle Tennessee at Middle Tennessee.
No, at North Texas.
Oh, was that at North Texas?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I had that wrong.
Yeah.
But, and I guess what I guess on using that game, Chuck, what's it tell us about the league in general?
Well, North Texas, and I was talking to Bill Legg about this after practice Sunday, and North Texas is a little interesting. Even though they start out throwing the ball in the season, what they really are is an old school run the football type team. Like Bill said, he says they run power, and then after you stop the power, they still run it some more. And that's the way they do. And they just beat Middle Tennessee into oblivion by running the ball right down their throat. And that's, you know, nobody does that anymore. And again, if you do something that's against the norm, then it's harder to prepare for that.
Very, very physical team.
They're extremely physical, and Middle Tennessee's struggling. All of a sudden, they've benched against North Texas. They benched Logan Kilgore, their quarterback that owns most of their passing records,
right?
School passing records, and put in another young
quarterback
who could run, but then he couldn't throw the ball. He was abysmal throwing the ball. So they're kind of going through some struggling times with their offense, but their defense is very good.
Well, let's take a break here and remind everybody again, you give us a call, 399-8255. We'll come back and talk about Middle Tennessee coming up Thursday night for the Herd. We'll be back in just a minute.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email protection?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall, the world's best-selling business email security gateway with email encryption and data leak prevention included at no extra cost. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And always humans to answer your calls. Try the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Wednesday night is rivalry night on the NBC Sports Network. Boston and Buffalo bring their historic rivalry to a new division. Zdeno Chara leads the defending Eastern Conference champion Bruins against Ryan Miller and the Sabres.
Oh, what a save!
Bruins, Sabres, it's Wednesday night rivalry, presented by Coors Light. Wednesday at 6:30 Eastern on the NBC Sports Network.
Roosters!
a fun casual joint, wants to be your headquarters for food, spirits, and sports. NFL Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. 42 plasma TVs to catch all the games with happy hour pricing from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. $1.95, 16-ounce Yingling or Yingling Light drafts every day till 9 p.m. Roosters, a fun casual joint, Pullman Square, downtown Huntington.
There's a lot more to your West Virginia American water bill than just water. Miles of pipeline, facilities to treat and test it, people working day and night to make sure it's there when you need it. But that's not all. Your water payment supports needed system improvement that will keep water flowing for all of us today and well into the future. All for about a penny a gallon. We're West Virginia American Water. We care about water. It's what we do. Find out why you should, too, at WestVirginiaAMWater.com.
You know, with so many services for the care of your car, why go anywhere else but Collision Specialists in Ripley? Voted the number one body shop in Jackson County, preferred by most insurance companies, and providing free local pickup and delivery. Keep your vehicle looking great inside and out. Schedule an appointment in their detailing department. Get your new tires at Collision Specialists, whatever your favorite brand is. See Collision Specialists for auto body and paint, alignments, tires, brakes, detailing, and state inspection. Collision Specialists, 112 Cedar Lake Drive, Ripley. Call 304-372-6000.
Live from Christopher's Eats, this is HD Radio on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930 WRVC.
We're back once again with Mike Hamrick, Athletic Director Marshall, and Chuck Landon. As I said, if you're just joining us for the very first time, one of the rare times, I don't know if anybody in the country does this other than Mike.
No one's stupid enough in the country to do it.
Mike, I admire you for this. I really do.
Who, me or Chuck?
Both of you, because it's a good opportunity. It's a little bit of a different twist on a sports show, and you, it's not just all X's and O's. We talk about the games that are coming up, but we also talk about, frankly, the business of sports, and it's a big business.
Well, right. I learn a lot on this show.
I'm sure you. Well, you learned Jim Thorpe today. We started off with that.
I'm not talking about
you. No, you learn from Chuck, so it's all good, guys. We do have a phone call, and again, if you want to give us a call, it's 399-8255. Mike answers lots of questions, and I think we have Jim from Hurricane, and he's got a question for you, Mike, about baseball. Jim,
can't wait on the Jim's baseball question.
You're on the air, buddy.
Yeah, Mike,
hey, Jim.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Since you signed that 5-year contract with the Y, I guess we're not seeing a baseball field at Marshall for another.
No, that's not. No, you've been reading the wrong newspaper, my friend.
Right.
What that was we helped pay for some turf, and that money was money that we were spending to travel to play road games. So it was no additional expense to us. It was money that we just simply took out of our baseball budget, because now we can play our non-conference road games there until we get that illustrious baseball stadium built that my good friend, I know where you live, I know your number, I know some of your best friends, you're going to make that first contribution for it.
No, I want to know when. Will I be like 75 years old?
Well, you're almost 75 now.
Come on, Mike. You and the mayor, he said that he guaranteed a baseball program stadium in Marshall before he left. So are you there, or are we looking at 8-10 years or what?
We're looking as soon as we can find some land, my friend.
But, you know, Jim, it also could be, you got to look at the other end of it. You also could look at it as this could be something the city does and Marshall's a tenant.
That's right.
Well, I'm all about
it. Doesn't
that,
have to necessarily be Marshall Stadium.
Jim, how much do you think it would cost to build a baseball stadium?
I have no clue, Mike. You know all that. But when you got the job at Marshall, where you were on the NCAA baseball committee, I thought for sure we'd have a baseball stadium.
We had some other things we had to build first, my friend, that Marshall's been trying to build for a long, long time that are going to be ready next August to the tune of about $35 million.
Yes, and you've done a great job since you've been there, but I'd like to see that baseball stadium.
Well, let me tell you, my friend, you've heard it on this show. As soon as this stuff that we're building right now is finished, we're going to attack that baseball stadium. I've said that.
There you go.
I've said that before, but I can't build it on the Ohio River because it'll float away. If we can find the land and get somebody to work with us, the mayor and I have big plans for what we think we can do.
I like what he talked about that one time in his article on this paper. We'll see. But, Mike, I'm still hanging with you, buddy.
I know you are. You're a good man. We go way back, huh?
Yes, we do. I'll let you go. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Jim, we appreciate it. Mike, a great way to answer a call. But, you know, and I know baseball's been on the agenda. My goodness, Chuck, going back when we were in school down St. Cloud, we used to get fish out of the outfield when the river, the creek would come up. The fish would get caught in a pothole in the outfield.
Hey, I worked three summers college. I worked three summers at St. Cloud for a guy by the name of Jim McElroy.
Really?
And but you know, he talks about a baseball stadium, and we know we need a baseball stadium.
Sure.
And we simply tried to better
our... built a great stadium in East Carolina.
We built the best, one of the best in the country. And I was on the NCAA Baseball Committee. I was the chair of the selection committee my last year. I decided, helped decide who went into the, you know, the NCAA Baseball Tournament. But I know that. I know we need one. We've got to find the land, and the deal that Jim was referring to at the Kennedy Center was simply we just moved some money from one area to the other to put some turf down so our kids have a place to practice. They don't have anywhere to practice.
Well,
on the
football field
and they practice on the football field. So if you go out there and look and see how nice that turf is, and the YMCA has been a great partner, St. Joe, the Huntington Hounds. There's four people that are responsible for that. And if you go out there, they're laser grading the outfield. They're sodding it. They're putting irrigation in. They're putting a sprinkler system in. That's not the final solution. Everybody knows that.
It's a step in the right direction.
Well, it gives these kids a place to practice where they don't have to come and practice on the football field. Plus, the other thing that people don't realize, the baseball people who are so hung up on baseball, and baseball's important, don't get me wrong, and I think we could have a good program here if we had a facility, but our indoor athletic facility with the netting system that's so complex and extensive, you can almost play a game in there, Mike, a live game.
But that, and by the way, if you've not driven by that, it's under roof. They're beginning to build the roof now.
Yeah,
I've followed that week in and week out.
It's a massive, massive facility, and baseball will benefit from that, and all our sports will benefit that. So all of a sudden, we're going from right now to next spring and summer, our baseball team having a turf field, infield, and a new outfield to practice
on. Indoor practice facility.
And an indoor practice field to play in when the weather gets bad, and you know the weather gets bad. So we've made but you know, some people don't think that's good enough, and it's not good enough.
Right.
Until we get a quality stadium.
Well, Chuck, did you ever think you'd see an indoor stadium here or indoor practice facility?
Oh, yeah, I did once upon a time, and then it got tabled back.
It got tabled, Chuck, because, you know, it was a horrible plan. Well, it was a bad facility. There was no money to pay for it, and thank the good Lord.
You didn't do it.
We didn't do it. Because if we'd have done it, we'd have had two Henderson Centers.
Well, let's go back to football.
Now you know how I really feel about the Henderson Center.
Guys, real quick.
And Chuck was on the design committee.
You know, the one constant is whatever facility athletic directors build, they never, ever come to the media and ask them about the press box.
Or how about the
That's true. That's true.
How about the tartan floor?
Yeah. How about the track around it?
Oh, I remember all that stuff.
We don't care about the media, Chuck.
Why do you call it a press box?
Blame that one on Ernie. You can go outside and watch the game anytime you want.
No, you can't. We're not allowed on the deck anymore. We got a memo.
You can buy a ticket and get a seat. And you can buy your own lunch.
You call it the press box for a reason.
Mike?
I didn't. You're not allowed to go out on the deck to watch the game.
No,
no,
okay. Absolutely not.
You can watch the band, though.
We were afraid of something would happen to him, and we didn't want to assume the liability.
Not that I wanted to go out there. I was perfectly happy.
He just wanted to irritate somebody to see if he could go out there.
No, I've never tried to go out there.
And, he's never tried to irritate anybody.
I do that all the time. But I have no inkling to go out on this.
Guys, we're going to take another break here. So if you're joining us for the first time, we'll get off the press box. We'll come back to Middle Tennessee here real quick. They've been playing football since the early 1900s. Quite a program, and we're going to talk about that. The other thing, Mike, you're going to like to talk about is they gave their head coach enough time to build a program. This guy was 1 under .500 going into the season, but he's done a good job with that squad. We're going to talk about that when we get back.
When you meet someone special on Cupid.com, you might start hearing some things you're not used to hearing.
Snuggle Bunny and Teddy Bear, your table is ready.
Miss, I can give you a manicure. You'll just have to let go of your boyfriend's hand.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Plains Laboratory is meant for one.
Ooh, guys, thanks so much for signing my petition, but can you sign it again? You wrote Mike and Amy forever, and I kind of need your real name.
Cupid.com is a great way to meet someone special. It's free and easy to join, and hundreds of single people in your area seeking love and friendship are already Cupid.com members, and more are joining every day. Just sign up at Cupid.com and start having fun and meeting people.
Look, this is a train. We have a quiet car, we have coach, but we don't have a canoodle section.
Cupid.com, voted the best dating site of 2013 at the iDate conference.
Cupid.com.
I'm Kim Kanoff, owner of Mattress Warehouse, and I'd like to thank you for 30 great years.
It's our 30th anniversary sale, and we're celebrating with store-wide savings like this limited-time 30th anniversary special purchase. A Sealy plush pillow top queen set with gel and memory foam for just $5.97. Ask about limited-time special financing and free same-day delivery. Plus, enter our 30th anniversary sweepstakes online to win a free mattress set. Mattress Warehouse,
bringing you a better night's sleep for 30 years.
See store for details.
Here's another Kindred Community Chatter brought to you in part by
The Country Framer, 1152 South Main Street, Milton, 304-743-8115. Pollux Jewelers, 913 Winchester Avenue, Ashland, near the Ashland Town Center Mall, phone 606-324-3197.
A new book discussion group, Worlds of Wonder, meets the second Thursday of each month at 6 p.m. at the main branch of the Boyd County Library, 1740 Central Avenue. Go to thebookplace.org for more.
James Family Outfitters in Grayson is your home for the largest selection of boots in the tri-state. Looking for athletic shoes, casual shoes, men's work and hunting boots, western boots, women's and girls' boots? Shop James Family Outfitters. Athletic apparel, leather coats, Carhartt coats, camo apparel, dusters, jackets, vests, hats, men's and ladies' western shirts and blouses are all found at James Family Outfitters. State your claim. See the folks named James. James Family Outfitters. 507 Carroll Malone Boulevard, Grayson. Open Monday through Saturday 9 to 8 and Sunday 1 to 6.
It's time for the 2013 Honda ATV clearance event. With incredible deals, get up to $1,000 in bonus bucks on America's best-selling ATV, the Honda Rancher. And great deals with as low as 2.99% financing on all Honda ATVs. So get on down to Riverfront Honda, Upper River Road in Gallipolis, and get yourself on a Honda ATV during the Honda ATV clearance event. Honda recommends utility ATVs for riders 16 years and older. Special 2.99% fixed APR financing available for well-qualified buyers. Not all buyers may qualify. Bonus bucks good with select new and unregistered models.
You're listening to HD Radio, live from Christopher's Eats on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930 WRVC.
Guys, we are back. Are we back there, Slim? We want to make sure we are.
We're here.
All right, we are here. Guys, again, if you are just joining us, it's Mike Hamrick and Chuck Landon talking sports, particularly Marshall Sports. Give us a call at 399-8255. Guys, this coming week, Marshall taking on Middle Tennessee. This is a school that's been playing football for a long time, 1900s. Marshall fans remember from the 1AA era. They played them twice. Marshall's never lost to Middle Tennessee, but times change. Chuck, I think you like this game.
Oh, absolutely, I like this game. I like Middle Tennessee being in the league. You know, I like Western Kentucky coming into the league. These are great, great moves. And, Mike, you've got the release in front of you. What does Floyd Stadium seat?
I think about 30,000, Chuck.
Because that's what I was thinking,
yeah,
but I wasn't
yeah,
sure.
It's a I've never seen a football game in the stadium. 30,788.
Well, I'll be. Will you be surprised? Be surprised if it's not a sellout Thursday night?
Yeah, they're not going to sell out.
They won't sell. But don't you think that'll be an awful? It'll be pretty full stadium.
They're promoting this as their premier game of the season,
and they're having a blackout, telling everybody to wear black.
Everybody wears black.
And Woody just told us there's a huge high school game same night.
Oh.
So,
oh really?
Yeah. So,
but still, when you got 20-some thousand students,
my point is, I mean, I'm expecting a great atmosphere, aren't you?
Well, I think they've looked forward to this game all season.
Mm-hmm.
When we knew we were looking for more schools to come into the conference, I was lobbied hard by Middle Tennessee State. They wanted in.
Oh yeah.
Conference USA.
This could be a marginal rival.
They wanted to play us. They wanted to have a rivalry.
Yep.
And their AD is a really good AD. He's a good friend, Chris Massaro. And they wanted to be in a conference with us, UAB, and Southern Miss, because they're really not that far from UAB. And
it makes sense.
Really not, you know, it makes a lot of sense. And now when Western Kentucky came in, boy, what a rivalry those two
were. That's why this league is so much better configured than what it was.
Oh, absolutely.
Across the board.
Well, again, Mike, our fan, we got a lot of fans who are going to game Thursday
night. And they love
the show. If we were playing Central Florida on Thursday night, if we were playing SMU or Houston or Tulsa on a Thursday night, our fans couldn't make it to those games.
No. Chuck loves that trip to Tulsa. I mean, he takes the elongated trip.
Yeah.
In fact, are you leaving tomorrow for Tulsa?
3-day trip that takes a week and a half.
You know what would make my year is if he got hung up again on his trip to Tulsa.
Oh, don't.
Because he would complain.
Don't rule that out.
Oh, that'd be great.
The Blue Raiders last time in North Texas, one thing in their press releases, Chuck, they said they could not handle the North Texas offense. With that being said, what's this mean for Cato?
Well, Marshall's offense is about as far away from North Texas as you can get, because North Texas just pounds the ball. And Marshall's not that way. They don't have that style of running back even. So that's not going to translate over. What is the interesting thing is defensively, Middle Tennessee loves to use a lot of different packages. You know, where they've got about five different packages, personnel packages they'll get in, and even fronts and odd fronts, and nickel and dime, and nickel and one, just all kinds of different things. And so one thing you'll see Marshall do, Billy Lake says is that they'll speed up, they'll up tempo where they haven't gone as much up tempo in the last few games. Yeah, I think you'll see Marshall go a little bit more up tempo on offense to keep Middle Tennessee from being able to utilize all those defensive personnel packages they like, and they won't be able to substitute, you know, one play after the next. That way, they'll have to do it per possession, per play, and that's one thing you'll see.
Which quarterback will they play? I mean, Austin Grammer. And then you got the redshirt freshman Logan Kilgore that kind of wrapped this thing up.
You got him wrong.
Okay,
yeah.
Logan Kilgore's the senior.
Okay.
I think you definitely see Kilgore. You
know, I think Kilgore gives them the better chance to win.
I think they
need to win. They want to win, obviously. But they, you know, if they're going to keep their bowl hopes alive and they're going to keep their East Division Championship hopes alive, which you know they've already got a loss to East Carolina. They're going to have to play the best quarterback
this is a must-win game for them.
Yeah.
It really is.
This is their biggest game of the year.
That's my next question. I mean, it's going to be a big crowd, national television. Has Marshall become the marquee team in this conference?
Well, I think we were when we went to Florida Atlantic. It's the second largest crowd, you know, they've ever had.
I think you're getting ready to have a big crowd.
I mean, with our tradition and our history and our reputation, well, yeah, we're Marshall University is well respected in the football circles, and fans know of Marshall. They know the Chad Penningtons and the Troy Browns and the Byron Leftwiches and the Randy Mosses of the world.
The buzz is starting to come back,
and it's going to become even more profound after this year when East Carolina and Tulsa and Tulane leave. Because you're losing especially Tulsa and East Carolina, who are like building blocks of Conference USA.
Right.
So now you're not going to have they're going to have them out of the picture.
Right.
Well, you know, look around. You know, Marshall's a marquee team,
and Southern Miss used, you know,
and they've fallen off.
But again, I just can't.
That's not going to be forever.
No, that won't be forever. They'll get that program back at Southern Miss.
Yeah.
They just have too many good things going.
It's just not
going
to be this year.
No, not this year.
Well, but the thing is, you got a lot of like-minded schools. Before the gap was, there was a pretty wide spread here. You guys, everybody's kind of the same mix.
Well, but you know what, Mike? No, nobody knew about Florida Atlantic. We went to Florida Atlantic. You want to talk about nice place,
nice
facilities? Are you kidding me? Place is phenomenal. Great potential. And we're going to have a bowl game there.
Exactly. And what was the name of was the...
It's a Boca Raton Bowl.
Yeah, the Boca Raton Bowl. Uh-huh. Exactly right.
Yeah. You know why it's Boca Raton Bowl?
Because
it's in Boca Raton.
Yes, very good. Once again, we are right on top of the game. Guys, let's take one more quick break. Go ahead, Chuck.
I want to see when they bring the University of Bahamas now into the league.
I know you'd be for that, Chuck.
We like these B-bowls.
You could work on your suntan in December.
There you go. Guys, let's take one more. I mean, we do want to talk a little bit about the Middle Tennessee coach, another guy that's done pretty well with this program, and they gave him enough time to build a program. Be right back after you hear this.
More money, more value at MVB Bank. Earn cash rewards with our most valuable checking with cash back. You will enjoy access to ATMs nationwide, no monthly service fees, free bill pay if you pay one bill per month, and you can qualify and link to most valuable savings for auto-deposited savings. MVB Bank, your most valuable bank. Member FDIC.
Qualifications do apply. Minimum to open account is $50. Rates may change after account is open. Fees may reduce earnings.
Every teenager knows GDL means graduated driver's license. But did you know that if you are a level 1 or level 2 driver, talking or texting on your phone while driving is illegal? Level 1 and 2 drivers can and will be pulled over by law enforcement for talking or texting. So play it safe. Stay off the phone while driving and keep your license. A message from the West Virginia Division of Motor Vehicles and the State Department of Transportation.
It's October, and that means Truck Month at Don Hall GM Supercenter. They've got more than 50 brand new Chevy Silverados and GMC Sierras available. Get up to $6,000 off on 2014 models, or up to an amazing $11,000 off on 2013 models. Plus, Don Hall will give you a Cabela's gift card with every new truck purchase. Check them out in their brand new state-of-the-art showroom at 1800 Greenup Avenue, Ashland, Kentucky. Or log on to DonHallGMSupercenter.com. Don Hall has it all.
I'm Coach Bobby Pruitt. I have seen a lot of champions. On November 1st, you can be a champion for recovery. Spend the evening with me and Coach Don Nealon for a dinner event filled with champions, with all proceeds to benefit the Healing Place of Huntington. The Healing Place offers hope to those who suffer from the vicious cycle of addiction to alcohol and drugs. Help those in need embrace hope and join us for a great night of champions. For tickets, call 304-412-8691 or go to thehealingplaceofhuntington.org.
Stop by Monroe Collision in Ashland for your insurance estimate and let them explain the pre-work process that gets you back into your vehicle much sooner after an accident. Stop in and meet owner Kevin Monroe, discuss your options, and see Monroe's state-of-the-art facility. Monroe Collision's repairs are backed by a lifetime warranty on those repairs, so you drive away happy and protected. Monroe Collision, 2788 Greenup Avenue, Ashland, home of the free loaner car.
Monroe's Frame and Collision, our work says it all.
This is HD Radio, live from Christopher's Eats on Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930 WRVC.
We're back once again for the final segment with Chuck Landon, Mike Hamrick, as we wrap up the HD Radio show. Again, still time for a call if you want to give us a call, 399-8255. Mike, Stocksville's been started a season at 1-500 with the Blue Raiders, been there for 8 seasons. They've stayed with him. And some places would have had his head as far as a head coach, but he's progressed and built a program. And I guess the question for you as an athletic director, stability is important. And this guy, by the way, was a coordinator at East Carolina.
Well, stability is important if you feel your program's going in the right direction. And obviously they felt they're going in the right direction. They felt like they're getting better players. They had a great year last year. What, they win 8-9 games, Chuck? Mm-hmm. Didn't go to a bowl game.
Yeah, and didn't get a bowl. But they went to a bowl the year before that, I believe.
Yeah, and they beat Georgia Tech soundly last year. And they play good football there. And, you know, you look at their schedule. They played North Carolina early out of conference and lost to them. But they beat Memphis, who supposedly was getting better. Florida Atlantic, they beat Florida Atlantic in overtime at Florida Atlantic. I don't think Florida Atlantic was as good then as they were when we played them. They were still trying to figure out who their quarterback was. They go out to Provo, and if you've ever been to BYU, don't go. You can't win there.
That was nationally televised.
That was nationally televised, yeah. And BYU beat them 37-10. I watched a little bit of that game.
Too.
I've been to BYU too many times when I was at UNLV, and they're very good, by the way, and it's a unique atmosphere, and it's just hard. It's hard to win there. And
well, plus, I think the athletes are about 30 years old.
they are. That's a unique situation where you come
unique.
In as a freshman and you redshirt, and then you go on a two-year mission, and then you come back 4 years later as a freshman.
Yeah, I mean, Chuck, I don't know if you follow that as far
as
a missionary program.
And graduate with four kids.
Yes, most.
And, and I'm not knocking it.
No, it's the system. I'm giving BYU a compliment.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very hard place to play because they got good football players and there's elevation and they got great support.
But
they've played, you know, they played East Carolina. They've played North Texas, who I think is very good. And again, I'm going to continue to promote North Texas. I hope they don't let me down. So they've played a pretty good schedule. They've played some good people, and they've been in the games, and they've been close games. I mean, the East Carolina game was a touchdown. The Florida Atlantic game, you know, they won in overtime. They beat Memphis. So
Marshall's a pretty solid favorite in this game too, which is interesting.
10.5
Yeah,
10.5 points.
Well, I don't want to talk points spread with Mr. Hambrick, but
you're pretty solid,
especially for a road game.
You know,
that's a lot of points.
And I don't want to jinx my buddies in Vegas.
Yeah,
but those guys in Vegas are more right than they are wrong. I'm gonna knock on wood.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I hope they're right on this one. For some reason, those guys. You know,
they like.
I always tell people that used to come and visit me when I was in Las Vegas that now you're going to go down on the strip and you're going to go to the hotels and the casinos and remember one thing. Notice how nice they are. And we've all been to Vegas. I said, winners didn't build those nice hotels and casinos.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Right. Chuck, one other thing with this guy's coached with a lot of guys, too. When I was looking back at this, he's worked with Lou Holtz, Spurrier. I think everybody and their brother deserved a round of working with Lou Holtz, from what I understand.
And Spurrier.
Yeah, and Spurrier, too, and Bowden. I mean, he was quarterback at Florida State, so he's been around the game for a while. I mean, what do you know much more about this guy?
No.
Smart guy. College quarterback, Florida State.
I know he's smart enough to have a good defense.
Yeah, he's a smart guy.
Definitely a defensive guy. So, anyway, guys, it's been another great evening. Good to talk to you. We'll be back next week on Halloween night, or trick-or-treat night. So we'll be in here on the 31st. Guys, again, good luck on your trips. You tell me what it was like when you get back. I'll be watching it on TV.
Can't wait.
See you in a bit.